Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Q4 FY25 and FY2025 for Continental Petroleums Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions after the management discussion concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touchtone phone. Continental Petroleum Limited was incorporated in 1986 by Mr. Madanlal Khandelwal and is involved in the business of manufacturing of lubricants and greases. The incineration of hazardous waste and EPC projects with a focus of innovation, sustainability and operation excellence. The company has over 38 years of industry presence with a proven track record of innovation and engineering and also cartage to export markets in 15 countries. Let us now begin with the introduction of the management team. We have with us today Mr. Navneet Khandelwal, promoter, CEO and Executive Director at Continental Petroleums Limited. I would now like to request Mr. Navneet Khandelwal, promoter, CEO and Executive Director, to give his opening remarks and discuss the performance of the company in Q4 and FY25. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Navneet Khandelwal. I am the CEO and Executive Director of Continental Petroleums Limited. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Continental Petroleums Limited for the fourth quarter and the full year ended March 31st, 2025. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the entire team of CPL, I extend our gratitude for your continued interest, confidence and support to the company. Today's call is structured to give you a comprehensive overview of our company's performance during FY25, the key developments across our businesses, a glimpse into our strategic priorities and how we are positioning ourselves for sustainable long-term growth. So I'll start with a brief background of our company. Continental Petroleums Limited was founded in the year 1986 with a modest vision to manufacture quality lubricants and greases for the Indian market. In 1991, we got listed on the Bombay Stock Exchange, marking a new chapter in our growth journey. Over the decades, we have steadily diversified our portfolio while maintaining a strong foundation in manufacturing and industrial operations. Today, CPL operates across three primary verticals. First is the manufacturing of all kinds of automotive and industrial lubricants and greases. Second is the hazardous waste incineration and environmental services. Third is the EPC power projects in power transmission and distribution substations and underground cabling. We have consciously expanded our operations in a way that not only aligns with India's industrial growth and sustainability goals, but also enables to deliver scalable, profitable, and responsible business outcomes. The current business snapshot is that, let me give you a brief snapshot of each of the business verticals that I have just stated above, is that the lubricants and the greases business that we are into, this vertical remains our legacy business and continues to contribute significantly to our top line. In the past few years, we have made certain strategic decisions to phase out low margin bulk oil sales and focus primarily on packaged products under our own brand name, Contol. These products cater to various automotive, industrial and agricultural applications in a wide variety of sectors and are distributed through domestic and export markets. During FY25, we witnessed an increase in volumes and price realization, particularly in this export segment, which we have focused in the last 1 to 1.5 years. We also expanded our product offering with more specialized and customized greases and high-performance lubricants. Our operational units are fully compliant with BS6, and international specifications, and we are using world-class additives to manufacture these lubricants and we are leveraging automation to improve consistency and efficiency. So this was brief about the lubricants and greases. Second vertical is hazardous waste incineration. Now, this is a highly specialized and compliance-driven business that continues to gain relevance due to the increasing industrialization and stricter environmental regulations. Our facility in Rajasthan is among the few fully compliant incineration units capable of handling diverse waste categories, including pharmaceutical, chemical, petrochemical, and various auto ancillary units waste, etc. In FY25, we saw strong utilization in this segment, with our client base expanding to cover more industrial zones. Our focus has been on maintaining high safety standards, improving treatment efficiency, and working closely with the state and central pollution control boards. We are also in discussion to scale this vertical through both capacity addition and strategic partnerships, which I will brief a little later on what we are doing. The third vertical is EPC projects, which is in the power sector. Our EPC vertical has shown significant growth during FY25. This business focuses on rural electrification, building of substations and transmission line constructions. These projects are primarily executed under the government scheme such as the RDSS, which is a central-funded, REC-funded project. During the year, we achieved substantial progress in executing our ongoing EPC contracts and also secured new orders from reputed DISCOMs, that is Jaipur Vidyut Vitran Nigam Limited, JVVNL. This vertical is capital intensive but also offers scale and visibility. With order books extending over 12 to 18 months, our competitive edge here lies in our integrated approach from design, procurement to execution and commissioning, managed through a lean yet experienced team, keeping our overheads low. Now, coming to the financial performance and numbers, which I will just update, FY25 financial performance numbers is in Q4 FY25, we recorded a revenue of 26.86 crores compared to the same quarter last year. But for the full year FY25, total revenue stood at 113 crores, representing an year-on-year growth of 112%. The EBITDA for FY25 was 8 crores with a margin of 34.3%. Profit after tax stood at 4.3 crores, reflecting a growth of 57.9% over FY24 vis-a-vis. Now, coming to the balance sheet highlight, from a balance sheet standpoint, we have taken several prudent steps during the year. Long-term borrowings have reduced as a part of our strategy to deleverage and improve our debt profile. Short-term borrowings increased to support project execution, especially in the EPC side, and raw material purchases for EPC and lubricants business. We continue to maintain a balanced working capital cycle with debtor terms from 50 to 90 days, depending on the verticals that we are working on, and an average inventory holding of 60 to 75 days, which is aligned with industrial benchmarks. Now to future lookouts and the strategic priorities that we are focusing on is the consolidation and growth in lubricants. As you are aware that the industry in the lubricants is slightly the EV sector, we will continue to invest in our brand name Kontol, enhance dealer reach in domestic markets and EV markets, and deepen our presence in international markets with new SKUs tailored specially for export-specific conditions. We are also exploring OEM partnerships for consistent takeoff. Expansion of waste management services, we plan to augment capacity at our incineration plant and actively evaluating expansion to new regions where demand is unserved. With regulatory focus increasing, we believe this vertical will be a sustainable long-term contributor to our earnings and environmental growth impact. Strengthening the EPC vertical as you know, in India, the infrastructure investment capex is going very high, and the government is focusing on the infrastructure development as far as power, roads, etc. are concerned. We aim to scale our EPC order book, focusing on execution efficiencies, cost control, and selective bidding to maintain profitability. Our presence in rural electrification positions us as well as India transition towards smarter and greener infrastructure. We are integrating technology into our operations slowly, particularly in the logistics quality control and reporting. Digital empowerment will also improve our operational efficiency, but also strengthen our ability to comply with evolving ESG and statutory requirements. We are evaluating moderate capex in FY26, largely towards automation in packaging lines and expansion of incineration upgrades, etc., and solar EPC equipment. All investments will be measured, ROI-driven, and aligned with our long-term business roadmap. Closing on this a little brief that I have given you, to sum up, FY25 was a year of scale-up, restructuring, repositioning, consolidation. While we delivered strong top-line growth compared to FY24, we recognize the need for better cost control, sharper execution, and more resilient margins. Particularly in the EPC segment, we are committed to addressing these areas through planning, people, and process optimization. We see FY26 on a brighter side and beyond as a period of consolidation and focused expansion, with each of our verticals contributing to growth in a balanced manner. The diversity of our business model gives us stability, while the forward-looking sectors we operate in provide significant upside potential. On behalf of my entire management team, I would like to thank our shareholders, customers, partners, employees and board members for their continued trust and support. We remain committed to creating sustainable value and maintaining transparency in everything we do. Thank you once again for joining us. I now hand over the session to the moderator to take your question.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question to the management may press star and 1. Our first question is from the line of Praveen Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So I would like to understand the complete order details of the EPC business as of now.
Thank you, Praveenji. I'll just update you on the current order book. Our EPC vertical primarily executes projects in rural electrification, substation construction and transmission line. As of now, we have orders in hand valued at 240 crores with execution timeline spanning from 12 to 18 months. Our current tender pipeline includes projects from RDSS and DISCOM modification.
Okay, how much have we all
Pardon? Your question is not clear to me. You wanted to know how much we have completed, is it?
No, how much we have already completed, basically.
See, this is the value 240 crores which orders in hand currently we have. And we have already bidded for 268 crores more projects, which I think will be finalized in the coming 1 or 2 months.
Okay. So another question I was having is on the dilution part. So are we still planning for any further dilution from that?
No, we are not further planning any dilution.
So we have done two trends of dilution, but that's the only thing, right, sir?
Yeah, that's the only thing. Currently, no further plans for dilution is there.
Okay, thank you. And on the total overall budget we require this year, so what will be the amount which we require, sir? The capex?
For, pardon, please? Can you, your question is still not clear.
Okay, on the capex part, sir, on each individual...
On the capex part, yes, we are expanding. Mostly the capex currently that we are going to use is for the expansion of the incineration project. We are coming up with a co-processing unit of which we have already secured a go-ahead from the Pollution Control Board. So we will be investing in that. Plus we are going to invest more of the money into the EPC side because these projects require fund-required projects. So these two projects and further the modernization of lubricants and greases manufacturing, especially customized manufacturing of greases and lubricants, so that, you know, we can connect more OEMs and expect more profitability from those products.
Sir, I have a request that if we could produce next time with the segmental details of the results.
Yes, next because time now we will get segmental details, no problem. Because from this year onwards, we have inculcated these things. So for the coming financial year, you will get a segment-wise declaration. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Prashant Lohade, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question is on the lubricants and grease business. Thank you, first of all, for the opportunity. My question here is for Mr. Kundagwal, is that thank you for accepting this, that from the next a call onward, you will be giving a breakup of the turnover and the breakup of the business. My question is, what are the indicative margins in the lubricants and the grease business? And you mentioned that since you would be moving to the specialty segments, what it would be at a later stage? And can you also, and the other question is, can you also highlight on the co-processing unit, what you mentioned, or co-processing project, what you mentioned? That would be really helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Prashantji, for the question. The margins that you are talking about, the lubricants and greases business, so currently we are working at around 10 to 12% gross. But now after focusing on the customized products and high margin greases and lubricants, so we hope to increase the margins by 20 to 25% approximately. And regarding the co-processing question that you had, the co-processing unit, we are again coming up with a capacity, a very good capacity. Details of which, if you want, I can give you my email ID. You can give your question on that. And that will help us in increasing our top line by almost 15 to 20% more.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Kandil.
Thank you,
Mr. Kandil. Yeah, we will.
Mr. Prashant, does that answer your question?
Yes. I'll wait for the email ID. Thank you.
Okay, you can note down the email ID. It's info@contol.in.
Okay.
info@contol.in.
Okay. Thank you.
So we'll be very happy to answer your question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Praveen Kumar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again, sir. Sir, I want to know more on the EPC project. And the EPC project we had got in March 2023, which is a 212 crore. Out of which, how much is already executed, sir?
Praveenji, the project that we got in March 2023, we have already completed 90 crores of the work, which started 3 to 4 months late because of the work order and all the formalities of the government. So we are hoping to complete the project by December this year end.
Okay, sir, and this 240 crore, the unexecuted order, which will also have
yeah.
this 212, whatever the 212 crore.
This work order we have just got 1 week before, as you must have seen in the listing, BSE we have also declared. So in this, I think 40 to 50% of the project will be also executed this financial year.
Okay, so you mean that 240 crore will have 212 minus 90 as well, right, sir?
Yeah, 90 is already completed, so it will add a very good amount to the top line.
Okay, so this out of 240 crore, you say that half of that will be completed by December?
Yeah, yes, exactly. We hope to complete it by this year end.
Okay.
Thank you.
On the hazardous management, we have seen that a lot of companies are coming up with the recyclable things and other things. So, what is our scope in this? And is that something big for the company going forward?
No, actually, I'll explain you a little bit. The incineration part. What we are doing is, like, we are not recycling anything. We are incinerating the hazardous waste from the industries which have calorific value above 3,000. And those material it is compulsory for them, regulatory compulsory for them to give it to us so that we can incinerate and convert it to an ash. So the ash that comes out of the material is of very low quantity. So this is the actually process that we are doing currently. So recycling, we don't have any direct competition with them.
Okay, got it. And is that something we can execute in a big way? It can be a top contributor to the company.
Yes,
the
in
top
the future, Praveenji, we are doing, like I told you, we are going for a co-processing unit of which the consent to establish has already been received by us. And
yes,
again,
yes,
that
yes.
has already been informed to BSE. And which will again add quite a good amount on the top and the bottom line especially. And further, if all these things go, because this project again will take around 6 to 7 months to establish. So after commissioning of this project, then we are already doing our due diligence for this requirement of similar projects in the Rajasthan only. Towards the Chittor and Bilwara area, where if you must be aware, there are a lot of cement plants and a lot of industries are there. So there also we are looking and doing due diligence. So further next year onwards, we'll be working on that.
And the EPC part, what will be the plan to take the order for this?
As I told you, we have already bidded for projects worth 260 to 270 crores, and
yes.
Hopefully they will be opening the bid in a month or so. So we are hoping to get one or two more projects. So I think that will help as far as the order book is concerned, and it will keep the momentum will be continued in the coming years.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kul. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Navneet for his closing comments.
I thank you all, especially the moderators and everybody. And thank you all on behalf of the entire management team. I would like to thank all our shareholders, customers, and our partners for their continued trust and support. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Continental Petroleum, that concludes today's session. Thank you for this earnings conference call. Thank you for your all of the people who have participated. And now you can click on the exit meeting to disconnect. Thank you all.